Yeah, Nancy was one of these girls that straightened out my life. So it was kind of, yeah, I think it, Nancy came along and, you know, later, and it really changed things, changed the life. Nancy is still one of those people who is able to talk to people and get to know them, and it was, she had some hard times in her high school years, essentially because of the divorce, but, well, I don't know. And I do remember one thing that she woke me up in the middle of the night, and she said, my bird fell off the perch. And I said, I went in there and I looked at it, I said, you doesn't have any water. And I'll never forget that, because the bird was just laying there in the bottom of the cage. And there's just a possibility that I could have put water in that bird's mouth. I don't know. But it always bothered me that bird died. Nancy was really hurt, and I couldn't take away the hurt. Nancy was go pick up that girl, and they'd walk to over to Chestnut School at that time. And I do remember there was one time that she had a friend up at the cottage, and the friend was trying to figure out about what we were doing, and something like, well, Nancy asked her, are you tired here? And are you bored here? And whatever it was, she came out with, well, do you want to go home? I don't remember what the girl finally did, but she was really sort of out of it. She didn't really want to stay there with candlelight and mosquitoes, and that's all we had at that time. We didn't have the lights and stuff like that. It was still in the early stages of that, but she was always picking up things. And it's really kind of strange, because there's one guy that, I guess his name's Jay, that I see walking around every once in a while in the development, that remembers her and asks about her, that kind of thing. And when she comes back into town, there are all kinds of people, just like Susan, that she has to see, and so many different people that she knows, and that's got her. In the long run, Donna was one of those people that was very sympathetic with her about becoming something other than an engineer or a scientist or a computer person. And I wanted her, you know, to grow up like, I wanted them all to know what engineering was before they ever did anything else, because if you knew science and you knew something about engineering, then it's very difficult for people to mask their intentions. So, but I didn't sense that, and yet my mother always told me, you know a lot about science and engineering, but you don't do a damn thing about people. And she was right. I don't know a thing about people. And I'm learning daily about people, how to get along with people, if I can. Lots of times I can't. But Nancy, she did some beauty work, and I thought, yeah, what's that gonna do for her? And she wound up today with a very successful spa in California at the Barona Spa, and she's has people working for her. Yeah, she has headaches with people working for her, just like any other employer, but it's very successful. So you never know. You never know how the good Lord's going to direct your path unless you let him. And if you let him, he'll direct your path. So I'm trying to let him direct my path. I love you guys.